Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sex does definitely have a smell. If I'd walked into your house after you, I could tell. Especially with anal. Welcome to our Friday episode from Help I Sexted My Boss, where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in. It's extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas. William's got a face like a slap toast because he's just been given, and I quote, from Emeritus, what's it called?
Chairman Emeritus Stewart.
Chairman Emeritus Stewart has just given William some microphone tips and techniques because he doesn't use his microphone properly. You need to speak into the microphone. You speak above it. In?
Above.
In?
I'll tell you what's changed. We used to be on arms, okay, for boring tech chat for everyone. We used to have microphone arms that I could position an inch away from my lips, which is how I like it. Now, we're on these little standy things that are too low. Because I'm tall, I'm not a little pocket rocket like some of us.
I'm not a pocket rocket, you cheeky get.
I have, thus, and I don't want to slouch.
I'm just under 6 foot.
You're well under 6 foot.
I'm 5'11".
I'm taller anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking of voice, people might detect a slightly sexier quality to my voice at the moment due to my my sore throat. Don't ask how I got that.
Is it Mikey's birthday?
No, that's in April.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Don't be giving it me. We're going away this weekend.
No, giving you...
the sore throat.
I'll give you a sore throat.
We're going to Nancy Pelosi, Alex Palitz's hotel.
Yes.
Aren't we? I'm going to get hammered.
You're going to get hammered?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just into the mic, please.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Then I can hear you.
Are you bringing wellies?
No, I don't have them. I keep them at my parents'.
Of course you do.
Because, they don't live in the country anymore, but they used to live in the country. So yeah. I don't need them in the town.
The thing is with wellies, I don't mind wearing them, but I don't want to be the only tit in wellies.
The only tit in wellies.
Yeah. So is anyone else, Stuart, are you bringing wellies?
No.
Walking boots.
Walking boots.
All right. Okay. Right. Shall we go on to the listeners' responses?
Yes, I'll cling on.
Okay.
Now, after hearing Dean's dilemma about the angry neighbour who could see him brushing his teeth completely naked, remember that from our Tuesday episode a few weeks ago, a lot of G&D divas have been in touch with some strong opinions on the correct way to brush your teeth.
Well, don't do it bollock naked for start.
Well, Nick, without a K, said, do people not just brush their teeth in the shower to save the environment and water?
I'm not a big fan of brushing teeth in the shower.
The only thing you should do in the shower is shower. Mm. Anything else, something's gone wrong.
Okay.
Darren, on the other hand, said, in block capitals, what serial killers are brushing their teeth in the shower? Sorry, Nick. It feels like something that should be illegal.
I agree with that. It does seem weird. I have done it before in the past when I've been in a rush.
I mean, try it once. Try anything once. Twice if you like it.
When social media first came out, I had a load of pictures of me drinking beer in the shower. You know, a shower beer. Back in the days when I used to go out and I thought that would be my thing.
Sorry. Pause. How long ago was this? Was this before we met?
We were still friends. I think it was Facebook, yeah.
And you would post photos?
Every Friday, Saturday of me with a beer in the shower.
Clothed?
Well, no, who showers with a clothes
well,
on?
Well, no, but who drinks beer in there? Let's not go down this logic argument.
It's a shower beer. You had before the word prinks, you'd go and have a shower beer. You'd have a shower beer, wouldn't you?
What's prinks?
Pre-drinks.
Oh, right.
When I was 21.
What we call an aperitif.
Yeah. Mm. You never had a drink, you never had a beer in the shower?
Funnily enough, no.
When you get ready for a night out?
No.
I've got the best picture. Hang on, look at this. I've got to find it. It's the picture of... best mate Rick Walker,
he
went...
Isn't the one of somebody naked, is it?
We were absolutely hammered, right?
Or is that Pilks? I think you showed me naked.
No, I'll find it. We were absolutely hammered. I think we were in Dublin and we'd come back to get changed even though we'd been out on the piss all day. And Rick had gone for a shower beer and he'd actually fallen asleep during the shower. And we were like, where's Rick? It's weird now because I'm scrolling through our pictures and it's all him and his kids. But this was, where is that picture? Oh, I've got loads of naked pictures of him.
It's not weird at all.
Yeah, he's got all our amigo on his bum cheeks in Magaluf there. Where's that picture?
Where did they put the O?
Where is it? Anyway, any more correspondence?
Yes, lots.
Go through them.
Nathan messaged with, hear me out, starting like you. How annoying is it when you're brushing your teeth and some rogue toothpaste ends up on your executive cashmere jumper?
Yeah.
The solution, naked teeth brushing. Well, I wouldn't necessarily, Nathan. I mean, I love the fact you've got an executive cashmere jumper. Which of us haven't? But I probably wouldn't. Like, for example, if I were brushing my teeth today, indeed, when I brushed my teeth today,
yeah.
I had my shirt on, knew I was putting this jumper on top. So I had brushed my teeth just wearing the shirt, so nothing goes down my jumper.
Okay.
So I would sort of get half-dressed, Nathan, brush, finish dressing.
I'd brush my teeth when I get out of the shower.
Like, but you're naked?
Yeah, with a...
With the towel.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find that picture.
Tindo has a toothbrushing dilemma for us.
Tindo?
Yes, her part...
You swipe left or right?
Their partner brushes his teeth in our bed. Brushing teeth in bed.
I'm known for wandering around because I can't stand still.
Yeah, I wander.
So I wander around and like put stuff in wash basket and that. Met bed.
But you wouldn't brush your teeth in bed.
No.
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 Heavens. Okay. And Nathaniel reminisced saying, one of his exes used to brush her teeth while on the toilet, he means lavatory, which I thought was the weirdest thing. Or maybe just good time management.
I've done that before. Yeah, before TikTok. That's what I used to do.
Call me old-fashioned. A lavatory is for a lavatory. A basin is for ablutions, including teeth. A shower...
Ablutions?
Or a bath is for showering or bathing.
Okay.
That is it. We don't need to combine the two. It's not a mashup of bathroom activity.
Okay.
We also did a poll.
Oh, yeah.
And for the sake of science, because we do highly scientific polls on our Instagram, we asked people if they brush their teeth naked. 5%, always, perverts. 36%, sometimes, semi-perverts. 31%, never, it's very odd. 28%, never, it's not odd, though.
I would say I just do it with a towel around me. So is that classed as naked? I get out of the shower and do my teeth and then do my hair.
It's semi-naked.
Okay.
I think that's more acceptable.
Okay.
This is Rosie from beautiful Poole in
Before
Dorset.
I moved to London, I did used to brush my teeth at night. Now I'm a changed man.
Yes.
I'm going to the dentist after this, funnily enough.
Oh, I've got the dentist tomorrow.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Okay, tell her I said hello.
We have different dentists, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course we do. Yeah. Sorry.
And I mean, I can tell the dentist you said hello.
And I'm going before you anyway. So... So I'll tell her you said hello.
Yes, do.
Okay.
Do. Never met her, but anyway. This is from Rosie from beautiful Poole in Dorset. Hello, both. I rather enjoy listening to William schooling Jordan on the ways of the world, but today I have to stand up for Jordan on the topic of sex having a smell.
I've had so many DMs about this.
I'm sure you have. William, I assure you that it most definitely, undeniably, and certifiably does have a distinct smell. Scientifically put, during sexual arousal, the body sweats and releases pheromones. As well, the resultant bodily fluids released have a distinctive aroma of their own. When my waters broke with my first child, she tells us in too much detail, I told the midwife on the phone. The first thing she asked was, what did it smell like? I thought that was an odd question, but when I mentioned it, she bluntly stated that if it smells like piss, it is piss, and I needed to shower and change and sort myself out. But if it smelled of sex, my waters had broken, and I needed to come in. So it's even recognised by the medical profession.
See?
I hope this clears that up, and that Jordan feels an albeit rare rush of vindication in the knowledge that, on this topic at least, he was most definitely correct. Keep up the good work, you two. With love and gratitude, Rosie.
Can you... get back in touch, Rosie. Was it piss or did your waters broke? Because I won't be able to sleep tonight not knowing.
I don't think we need to know.
But yeah, and so many people have messaged about this. Sex does definitely have a smell. If I'd walked into your house after him, I could tell. Especially with anal. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't think there's anything we can say.
Shall we move on?
Yes. Hello, my lovelies. Oh, it's from Michael Ball. I was on my commutes to work. Who I saw at the theatre last night. We had a lovely chat. I was on my commute to work listening to Chris Moyles, and the team there talked about you on their radio show for a good 5 minutes or so.
No. My radio idol.
Really?
I DM'd him the other day on Instagram.
Okay.
To say congratulations, because it was 20 years when they started the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and that's what made me want to get into radio.
Okay.
And
he's to blame.
I sent like a big gushing thing saying, yeah, this, you're the reason why I wanted to work in radio. I listened every day. On their last ever show on Radio 1, I booked the day off work. Everyone took the piss off so I could listen from 6:30 till 10. So I booked the morning off work so I could listen to it in full. Sent him this big gushing message. Not heard back from him. And I wasn't pissed.
How rude.
I know, but yeah.
Well, anyway, Helen continues, this is from Helen. My favourite radio team, talking about my favourite podcast team. What a morning.
Oh.
Stay well and happy. Helen from Harlow. And we have found the clip chatting about us, which was on Global Player, and we have the clip now.
The podcast?
Yeah.
Help, I Sexted My Boss. It's a good podcast.
So you were on there?
William Hanson.
Is he the posh guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Etiquette expert.
They were on TV
I taught
about a week ago.
You taught who everything?
William.
Did you?
Yes.
He's great.
What's his story? Who is he?
I went to uni with William.
Right.
He was given an etiquette book from his grandma.
Oh, that's him.
Yes.
So he wasn't posh when you met him?
Oh, no. Very common.
Really?
Posh.
Really? Was he rough as?
He's always...
Old school posh,
that
is he?
Kind of thing. He knows...
So that whole thing was speaking like, that's all an act. It's all
he doesn't
nonsense.
Really speak like... No, doesn't. No, he doesn't speak that posh.
Wow.
How the hell did Jordan North meet him?
Through radio.
What, so Will was on the radio?
No, Will was doing student radio with me in Manchester.
I'm
lost a will to live.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yes, and there it ends, because they weren't talking about Chris for 5 seconds, so he quickly lost interest.
Oh, don't start a war with that man.
That
Trust
said...
Me, he's got a shit list and you don't want to be on his shit list.
I prefer Terry Wogan anyway. Oh. But I did. I used to listen to Terry. And all my friends listen to Chris Moyles. I listen to Sir Terry Wogan. But that said, a bit like you were listening to Chris there talk about me, and you pointed at you going, why aren't they talking about me? So it's obviously something to do with radio presenters.
They mentioned us. That's
my they thing. Did mention us. In fact, actually, the actual thing, if you go back and listen to the whole show, and it's a fun show, was a lot longer, but that was that was the highlight.
They
doesn't James sound... That's J-Row.
Yeah.
Mentioned. Doesn't he sounded a bit weird in that clip.
No, he didn't. That's how he sounds.
No, I think he sounded...
Did
young.
I tell you? Oh, that's how we got onto it. Did I tell you we went for a coffee this week?
Yes, and neither of you drank.
We had nought to talk about.
Got the shakes.
A bit awkward silences, long pauses. I've known him for years.
Can I also just clarify?
Because we weren't drinking.
James Robinson did not teach me everything.
He did teach you radio.
We have a long-standing joke that James is actually Britain's leading etiquette expert. And James, for my 30th birthday, produced the book that he had been threatening to write all his life called Doing It Proper. I mean, it's more of a pamphlet that he gave me, but it is very funny. It's just a bit of an in-joke. But James Robinson did not teach me anything, although we do come... Our families hail from the same part of the world.
Oh, really?
Because he's from the Lake District, and my granny, Etiquette Granny, was from the Lake District.
I won't do an impression.
No.
Out of respect. Do you remember in France when me and James had that bottle of whiskey?
What, and when you were horrifically ill the next night?
Really ill the next day, yeah.
It was food poisoning.
And I ended up naked.
You did?
Yeah, because you all thought it'd be funny to... So I went to the toilet and he did that thing going, hey, guys, let's all like run out the room and pretend we've run off. So they all did it. I was like, right, very funny. So I stripped bollock naked and just sat there, and when they all come back in...
I have got a photo of that.
Have you? Mm. Yeah, we're not posting that.
Continuing our naked photos of friends theme of this episode.
Shall we crash on?
Yes. This is from Russ. Dear William Jordan and the absent one, I found your podcast last year and have been laughing my way through the back catalogue. I've learnt so much about etiquette and northern slang. That's what we're here for. In more than one episode, Jordan has mentioned the word gooch and explains it describes the area of skin between the testicles and the anus. Possibly because I'm American, I had never heard of this slang term as we use another word. Here, the part of the body is referred to as the taint.
Brilliant.
The unfortunate etymology is that it is a shortened version of it ain't your balls, it ain't your ass. Shorten it to it ain't, to taint.
Brilliant.
And there you have it. It's like being with Susie Dent. I just wanted to write and share this tidbit to help you guys avoid any confusion when it inevitably comes up on your next trip to the US. Oh, we're constantly talking about our gooch.
I will not mention the word taint again in America unless I'm talking about my gooch.
Right,
do you know
yes.
they call fanny your bum?
Yes.
In America. Should we do one more?
Yes, this is from Anonymous. My dear William and Jordan, brackets, we shan't speak of EPB.
Who?
Just catching up.
He's grown a moustache, by the way. Full on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not... I was saying this to lovely Leanne, who's in the studio today. There's not enough Producer Ben content on his Instagram. I thought it would be non-stop spam.
I thought he was
stories.
Going off grid.
Well, yeah, but there's like a little bit, but I feel he could be posting more.
Okay.
But apparently there's no signal. This is from Anonymous. Just catching up with the first bit of boss sexting of 2024. And as a Mason myself, Freemason, I'm chuckling lightly at the Freemason chat arising from the etiquette etymology of Auld Lang Syne. Mason-wise, yes, we are still a thing. About 6 million of us worldwide.
What?
At least one of which is a G and diva. All walks of life, and yes, William is quite right, all qualities of suit fabric. There are some unpleasant materials that go into lodge rooms, but we try not to judge because, as one of the many Masonic poems goes, with us the rich and poor unite and equal rights maintain. No couplets on that. My own principal lodge has among its members a trader from a major private bank, two actors, a retired submariner, a chap from the London Ambulance Service, and a father and son team who ship people's ashes around the world. Got it all. Jordan, I applaud your attempt at demonstrating the handshake from the ceremony of the forgotten speeding ticket, but alas, all our handshakes are very much less zhuzhi. I feel...
Is that how you spell zhuzhi?
I'm going to go with that, yes, zhuzhi. I feel many of our older members would dislocate something at that level of complexity, but I'm also sure one of a moderately large number of gay masons, or gaysons, if you prefer, would, I'm sure, adore a bit of an extra pizzazz in the ritual. I would be generally very happy to talk you through the many non-secret bits at your leisure, as well as treat you to a G&D at Mark Mason's Hall. No pressure to join either. Much love, Anonymous.
So what is the Masons? Is it a secret society that, like, what do they do?
Well, apparently, there are non-secret
bits. How do you get in? Are you a Mason?
No, I'm not a Mason. Let's not start this again.
And where do you use Masons?
Well, you'd never know.
Is it like the episode of The Simpsons where they become Masons?
I haven't seen that.
What's the song they sing? Hoo-ha, hoo-ha. I can't remember it, but it's a really good episode. Because Homer's birthmark and his bum's the same shape as the Masons.
Oh, is this?
Thing. Anyway.
Right.
That's fascinating that Masons are still a thing. Is it still only men only?
I don't know. Anonymous Mason, get in touch.
Yeah.
Can you have female Masons, or are they sort of put in a separate segment, like... You know, like the Rotary Club versus the WI.
Did you know you're a member of that private members club in London that
yes.
everyone's in? Do you know there's loads
well,
more?
Not everyone.
There's loads more. I didn't realise how many private members
clubs. Yeah, there are loads.
Like David Cameron's just joined one, apparently.
Yeah, private members clubs have been a thing for quite some time.
There's loads. There's like, you probably walk past them every day, the private members' houses.
They've been going back since, sort of, they have their origins in coffee houses, basically, of the 1700s.
Why don't we do this as an etiquette etymology?
Oh my, you should see the list I've got, because we put a thing on our Instagram over in the Gooch, or for our American listeners, Taint Week, asking for people's suggestions. I'll keep this going until we're finished. I think I need to go and medicate now. You should go and neck the oral rinse.
Pardon?
The oral rinse. Been throwing it back all week.
Mm-hmm. How is your housekeeper? So if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sextonmyboss.com. So I'm laughing at that anal bit. It's so funny. If anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to. So if that's you...
I love that you laugh at your own jokes.
Get back in touch. For more Sexton news and nonsense, sign up for our newsletter by sextonmyboss.com.
I wait until I listen back at this to laugh at my own bits. I don't normally laugh in the room.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.